Now, as previously noted, we're going to go to 11:59 so that Commissioner Fish can introduce this, and then we'll go back to the time certain again. Thank you very much for your help reorganizing things.
11:59, authorize a grant agreement with Cortland Rose Festival Foundation in an amount not to exceed $100,000 to enhance safety and security at all Rose Festival events in 2017 and the Grand Floral Parade.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you. Can I, Madam President, may I invite Jeff Curtis up?
Certainly.
Jeff, would you like to come up and say any remarks before we take action on this? And by the way, I just want to introduce Jeff as the leader of the Rose Festival and also as a tremendous partner of the city. It is the official festival of the city, so designated by the City Council. And today we're acting on a $100,000 grant. The Rose Festival Foundation runs a spectacular event annually, plus other events over the year. They operate independent of us. This year, as a small statement of gratitude for all their great work, we're asking the council to authorize a $100,000 grant. Jeff?
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Distinguished council, pleasure to be up to speak to you on this topic. The Portland Rose Festival, and specifically the grant request that the funding that was included in Mayor Wheeler's budget, from the conversations about what's appropriate given the challenges, at the same time the benefits to the city that the Rose Festival provides. A grant fund happens periodically under special circumstances. It's been a few years since this funding was in the budget, and I'm pleased that it ended up back in this budget. It has a special purpose, specifically, and I want to thank the council in particular for thinking about the role the Rose Festival plays, but the responsibility we as a city have to ensure that our participants of Rose Festival events can come and enjoy their events safely. At the same time, the responsibility my organization takes to those extra steps in our planning cycle that requires just about every possible step taken. I also want to note the special meeting that took place in May between all the bureaus to coordinate a unified plan for Rose Festival events, in particular our parades. And that's really what we're talking about when you talk about the parades and the requirement to make sure the public enjoys safely. So this grant is on has been applied and used in the context of safety, but it also has an underlying purposes of some special needs. It allows us some funding to create spaces along the parade route and working with the Oregon Convention Center where people can actually reserve spaces for special needs, wheelchair access, and things of that nature, as well as funds our city fair special needs day, in addition to some special programming that allows nonprofits that wouldn't normally have an opportunity to be in the parade, gives them some grant funding as part of the official festival. So all-encompassing with the safety theme, and I just want to thank the council for understanding the role and the responsibility we all have collectively to keep our events safe collectively, and particularly our official festival. Thank you.
I want to thank Jeff, Madam President. I also want to acknowledge that on the Starlight Parade this year, we invited the leadership of the 82nd Avenue of the Roses Parade to join us because their parade was canceled. And they joined us in the various automobiles and were acknowledged along the parade route. So it was a proud day for the city and for our friends on the 82nd Avenue of the Roses.
Can I make one more comment?
Please.
I also, I'll be the incoming chair of the International Festival and Events Association. It's a world board. And the conversation we're having on a global scale is of this major nature. And what's the responsibility of a private sector, in this case a nonprofit like the Rose Festival, in partnership with its host city? And cities are having these conversations across the country, across the globe, recognizing that people need their events. Events are created to unify people, to bring people together, not divide us. And so that there's a responsibility that comes with that very nature on a global scale. Thank you.
Colleagues, this was $100,000 approved in the prior budget, and this is simply the act we need to take to distribute the funds. So you've actually already authorized this appropriation. Today we're voting to authorize a grant agreement so that we can actually distribute the funds.
Thank you. Does anybody want to testify on this issue? Please come forward.
Hold this one.
On this issue, please.
I wouldn't dream of testifying about anything else. Star Stoffer, this is unbelievable. For more security, oh, well, there she goes. More security for the Rose Festival. What was wrong with this last year's security? I mean, we had, I don't know, hundreds of Department of Homeland Security agents out there, hundreds of Portland police, private security, both armed and unarmed, undercover security, both armed and unarmed. I mean, and now we need $100,000 to do it again. I'd like to know how many injuries were reported, and where was that security when I was attacked for free speech and my bullhorn was ripped in two pieces and I was punched right in front of Portland police and the Department of Homeland Security, and they did nothing. $100,000 sure doesn't get you anywhere with a bunch of incompetent moronic cops running around, but they're too busy daydreaming about texting children with disabilities and killing people of color. This is disgusting. We can't get a crosswalk. We can't get funding for actual affordable housing that's affordable for people who don't make $60,000 a year with a 650 credit score. We can't get warming shelters for our houseless community. We still don't have an emergency action plan, and yet $100,000 for this historically racist white bread Rose Festival that they're congratulating themselves on, never represented by a person of color. We don't hear them coming up here and talking about the impacts on that community, or how about the aspect of rape culture that the Rose Festival and Fleet Week bring. Let's talk about that. Let's fund. Let's do that. Let's secure an event at the cost of $100,000 of my tax dollars as a rape survivor to perpetuate this system of racism and rape culture in our community in a sanctuary city. And better yet, why don't we just hand that money right over to the cops so that they have more assets at their disposal to go around and detain and help ICE detain people in a sanctuary city? Or maybe we can get a really fancy font that says sanctuary city at the tune of $100,000, since we're in the game of wasting money and time and putting people at jeopardy. This is disgusting. But I'm not surprised that you all support it. You're white. And the majority of the people that speak about the Rose Festival are also male. So there's a lot of masculine toxicity and privileged folks who just think this is great. But if you're a person of color, somebody that's undocumented, or a woman, it's not great at all. I'm not congratulating them whatsoever. I'll be there again to protest them as usual, but it'll fall on deaf privileged ears as usual. All the while, we'll be funding these law enforcement agencies that do nothing but terrorize communities. So congratulations. You fund terrorists.
Good job.
You want me to go?
Thank you. Before you start, I'd just like to say it's 10:37. Commissioner Fish needed to leave at 10:30 for an appointment, so if you could keep it on the topic and as brief as possible, I would appreciate it.
I have to stay on topic? That's very hard. All right. I'll turn. Good morning. For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I'll be concerned here, and you haven't mentioned it, and that's what you guys do. This is for security. This is not the Rose Festival. This $100,000 is specifically mentioned for security. So where's the security going to go? You're going to hire the local police. So the cops are going to get more money. I mean, you guys keep funneling the money. What is it? If you think the more money you give these cops, the better they're going to be? No, they're not. They're a gang. And they answer to no one. Not to you, not to the mayor, not to the chief of police. We've had five since I've been yelling about the chief of police. Nothing's changed. This $100,000 is tax money. You say, well, we budgeted, so it really doesn't impact. It's magic money. It falls from the ceiling. It doesn't come from the citizens, Commissioner. It just falls from the ceiling. It was put over there, and we voted on it already, so it's gone. You could stop that. You could take that $100,000 and really do some good stuff. Like not giving that to the cops. Because that's what you're going to do. Most people do not understand that security in this city is run by the police department. They get hired. any act at Portland Police, because we had a big battle over that in my court case. And that's when we found out that you guys are hiring the cops to do private security, but they're still cops and making a couple hundred bucks on the side. This is so corrupt. My God, have you no shame, in quotes?
Thank you. I'll be super brief. Everything Star said, I'd love if there was a way to do it to have that just come back around again. There were no issues last year. I don't know why we need more money given to security. I just don't. Again, what I've noticed over the last year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, coming to these things here, it's a show of nobody asks for why we actually need this. Prove to us, prove to the city with proof that this is necessary. Show us why it didn't work with the money you had. And that includes the chief issues with giving more money to the cops. That includes not asking for an audit of all of the bullets that the cops had before you gave the cops all of that money, millions of dollars, and then four more millions of dollars for bullets. Without an audit of what'd you do with the last bullet, what'd you do with all this? There's never a question of what'd you do with all of it. I feel like if I was a better activist, I'd figure out a way to come forward to ask you guys for like $1 million, because you guys seem to give money to whoever asked for it. I know you wouldn't do it for me. I'd ask for $1 million so that I could give this money directly to the houseless, just directly, no buffers. And say, here, man, you want a house? I'm going to give you, I'd pick as many people as I could to just give that money to them and say, well, you know, if you want some help with this, cool. If not, do what you need to do with that money. We've been stealing money from you, making you live on the streets for so long while we give money to the cops repeatedly, money to contractors repeatedly, money to developers repeatedly, for nothing in return. So I'm sorry that you're late for your appointment. I'm going to stop with that and just request one more time that you guys ask before you give for proof of necessary needs of whatever money comes in, because that seems to be something you never do.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
I'll just be very brief, because there were so many factually inaccurate things that were just said in that panel. Help, please, I didn't interrupt you. Next year's president of the Rose Festival Foundation is an African-American, Terry Bowles Atherton. There are women in leadership positions on the board, including our own Leslie Goodloe Baldwin, who I think were diminished in some of the comments were made earlier. This year, the entire court, that is the entire court of ambassadors, were women of color. I could go on and on and on about the efforts that the Rose Festival Foundation has made to better reflect the community they serve. It's a matter of public record. And finally, I just want to be clear. The Rose Festival Foundation brings about $70 million of economic value to our community. But they have to cover all their own expenses, including contracting for security and other kinds of things. This is the city's good faith gesture of offering a small offset for everything they incur. And I think, given that we've already had this before us and we discussed it and approved it, today is simply dispersing the money. Jeff, we thank you for your service and for the work you do at the foundation. And I'm honored to say aye on this application.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, for picking up this. Yes, as you said, over $70 million of economic impact. And the reason it's been such a safe festival in the park is because this is what we do. We routinely offset some of the money for the security, which is for things like closing the streets so that people don't get run over by the MAX trains and various other things. So it's a great partnership. I've been very honored to be part of it, and thank you for your work. Aye. Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.